الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, apologize because I'm late today. Ask Allah to forgive me and forgive all of you, inshallah. And I ask you to forgive me. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive all our sins, inshallah ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we are together to speak about wasiyat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وارضاه في فتح الباري. فتح الباري is explanation of al-Imam al-Bukhari. The authentic hadith of Fath al-Bari. So this story is mentioned in Fath al-Bari, Imam al-Bukhari, Sharh al-Imam al-Bukhari, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu arda قال من أراد أن ينظر إلى وصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فليقرأ هذه الآيات من سورة الأنعام. سيدنا ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he guide us for the good and excellent way, success in this life and in a hereafter. When he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he left great advice for us, inheritance. وصية النبي, the bequest, the will of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he left it for the ummah. He said, who needs to know this وصية, this bequest, this recommendations, just read this ayat from Surah Al-An'am. It is a long ayat, it's a 10 wasiyya from Surah Al-An'am. But the time is not going to be enough for us. We need like hours to explain that. I will take 3 parts only from Surah Al-An'am today. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل تعالوا أتلوا ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. These 3 great wasiyah from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is written in the Quran from the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he recommended for all of us to read this ayat because this is a great inheritance in Islam, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it for this ummah from Rabbul Ibad subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul, the word of Qul, it is a command from Allah to His Messenger. Say, O Muhammad, say to who? To the believers. Ta'alaw, come, atlu ma harrama rabbukum alaykum, to read what your Lord forbid upon you. Ma harrama rabbukum alaykum, it's haram for you to deal with it. Number one, alla tushriku bihi shay'a, not to associate with him any partner, not to worship anyone with him. You should worship him only alone. And today, if I ask the Muslim, I give him the idol, Salam, go and worship this. Is a Muslim gonna worship it? So la, everybody said no. Even if you give it to one, somebody is sitting in a club, Muslim, and you tell him, worship the idol, he's not going to worship it. He says, haram, this is idol. So we know, alhamdulillah, we don't worship the idols. But the meaning is a greater more than that. We know the Muslim. The Muslim is never going to pray in human or worship any human, any idol, anything at all. We know that. This fact will be described in detail between the Prophet ﷺ and Adi ibn Hatim. عدي بن حاتم used to be from أهل الكتاب, from the people of scriptures, and Allah favored him and he converted to Islam. He's from أهل الكتاب, عدي بن حاتم. The ayah came in a different surah. Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, اتخذوا رهبانهم وأحبارهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah spoke about the Christian and Jew. When Allah said in this ayah from the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى, اتخذوا رهبانهم, they took their rabbis, وأحبار رهبانهم, they took their priests and their rabbis, أربابا من دون الله, partner beside Allah تبارك وتعالى. This ayah, he put like a challenging between the Prophet and Ali ibn Hatim. Allah, he said, they took the rabbis and their priests, partner beside Allah. Is that true? You know, subhanAllah, when the Christian, any woman, for example, or man, commit adultery, zina, you go where? To the priest. And what the priest does? Oh, father, yesterday I'm a married woman and I commit adultery, zina, with somebody else, and I'm a married woman. Said, you confess? Yes, I confess. Sit down here. By the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, go, you have been forgiven. So who to give you authority to forgive the woman? Subhanallah. Who give you authority to forgive this person? Who are you? So when he make this decision, it is the partner of Allah or not? Who forgive the sins?
Allah.
Subhanallah. Wallahi, ya akhi, we have to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every single moment in our life because Allah chose me to be a Muslim. Wallahi. Wallahi. You know, when you think about it, it is a big favor Allah guided you to Islam to save you from all the shirk wa li'auzu billah. Shirk. The same thing al-Yahud. They ran to the rabbis. Allah said about them, فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون. Allah said that in Surah Al-Baqarah, those who write the book by their own hands, by their own hand, ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله. Hey people, he published a book in the library. Everybody buy. This is from Allah. Who wrote it? Him. He's the one he wrote it for them. He's not authorized from Allah. Allah never. And you find them in the subway, have book, and they read. Tell him, what is that kind of book? What you read? Say, this is the book of God. So who wrote it? David, Michelle, or Shasha, subhanAllah. Ya akhi, subhanAllah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. You cannot claim about that. So they, Allah, he said, wow, punished. Hellfire for those who write the book by their own hand, and they claim it is from Allah, and it is not from Allah. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهُمْ. Big punishment. Wow, to what they written. It has been written by their own hand, and they claim it from Allah, but Allah, he bring their secrets. What? لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Seeking to make profits. Great book. Jim Swaggart used to sell books. And I remember the man, he make every single day $1 million. Allahu Akbar. Every day $1 million. Yes. He traveled to South America. People, they sold their house to give it all. Father, take it. Take it. You're stupid. You sold your house and you give it to him. And in the end, what happened to Jim Swaggart? Huh? Discover him actually bring girls. He took the money from the people. Ya akhi. Subhanallah. So, Ali ibn Hatim, radiallahu anhu arda, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ya Rasulullah, you never worshipped him. Look at this.
Ya Rasulullah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, we never worship them.
What does the Prophet ﷺ explain it? And this is excellent. Ali ibn Hatim
used to be one of the people of the Ahlul Kitab. People of scripture. Ya Rasulullah, we never worship them.
And the Prophet ﷺ answered him. He said, أَلَمْ يُحِلُّ الْحَرَامَ فَتُطِيعُهُمْ.
Isn't it? Or they did not make the haram lawful, halal, and then you obey them?
He said, yes.
Look at this. He came from a different... The Prophet ﷺ explained it. He's not only to sit down in front of him and worship him, but the Prophet, he explained it. What does that mean? They took the rabbis and priests partner beside Allah. So he asked Ali ibn Hatim, he told him, these people, they did not make the halal, they make it haram.
He said, yes.
These people, they did not make the halal, the haram and make it halal. I said, yes.
قال فتلك عبادتهم. This is the kind of worshiping.
Meaning, somebody told me that, is the Christian and Jew, they make the halal haram? Yes. If the Christian and Jew, they make the haram to make it halal? Yes. I give you example. Allah forbid al-Yahud to eat the fat of the animal.
All of us, we know that, right?
No. Allah forbid them to eat the fat. The fat of the animal, because they used to love it. So he forbid it for them. He make it haram for them. So what they did? Look how they did. You remember the hadith of Talha ibn Ubaidillah. That's in Sahih al-Bukhari. Talha ibn Ubaidillah sa'ala an khamr li'aytam. He asked the messenger of Allah about wine belong to orphan. The father used to have a liquor shop and he died. And he has money, but he has orphan. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, can we sell this wine? And we save the money for the orphan, for the yatim. The Prophet ﷺ قال, لا, هي حرام أهرقها. It is haram, go and throw it. Take everything in the store and throw it. And there is an orphan, they need to eat. There is an orphan, they need to eat. طيب. Same thing today, the Muslim. Selling khinzir, selling pork, selling beer in the store. He said, what can I do? I have to feed my family. But this is haram, yaakhi. I say, what can I do? If I close, if I shut off the khinzir, the pork, and the beer, I cannot make money. Nobody will come to my store. Same thing. So what happened is, so Talha ibn Ubaidillah, he asked the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we sell it? The father, he passed away and he left wine for his children. And the children became orphan. The Prophet says, قال لا هي حرام أهرقها. It is haram, go and throw it. So Talha ibn Ubaidillah tried to be smart. He tried to find a way to save the money for what? For the orphan. قال يا رسول الله أو نخللها. Can we change this wine or alcohol to change it to vinegar? You know the vinegar, they make it, some of the, go to the supermarket, they make the vinegar from the wine, you know that. Be careful, you are allowed only the white vinegar. Don't take the color. The color one is they made it from wine, from haram. Don't. As percentage of alcohol. Talha ibn Ubaidillah said, can we change it? The wine, and we make it vinegar, and we sell it, and we save the money and give it to the orphan. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا هي حرام أهرقها. It is haram, still haram. Go and throw it. You cannot play with haram. Allah make it haram. Don't try to play game with it. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said what? قال لعن الله اليهود. Allah curses the Yahud. عندما حرم الله شحوم الإبل عليهم أخذوها فأذابوها ثم أضافوا إليها أشياء فأحلوها وباعوها. What did he say to the Prophet? Allah curses the Yahud. Allah forbid them to eat or sell or buy all the fat from the animal. But what they did, they took it and they heat it. They make it like oil and they put some acids. And then after that, it is for bint. To bint is a wall. To bint is a ship. And to use in cook in the morning and afternoon. People, they used to cook from this kind of oil. They used to cook by oil in the past. So why Allah, when He forbid them to eat or buy or sell the fat of the animal, they took it and they changed the form of this fat and they make it actually for binting. They manufacture it to make it like a bint. Then after that, do you have idea as a Muslim? If I go and I found bint, I need to bint my wall in the hole in my house, and I found ingredient, this is made it from the pork product, or make it from alcohol. Do you have idea it's forbidden for you? Somebody gotta tell me, us, yeah, Sheikh, I don't eat it. I just use it in a wall. Even if you use it in a wall, it's haram because Allah, He made the what? The wine haram in general. The pork haram in general. To eat it, to sell it, to buy it, to deal with it, haram. Even somebody work in a restaurant. The one of you here, one of the brothers, may Allah give us tawbah. He came to me, he told me, Sheikh, what can I do? The only job I'm working like a waiter. And in a month of Ramadan, it's bother him only month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan, I serve alcohol to the people, and sometimes I hear the adhan for iftar. And I'm serving alcohol, Sheikh Saeed. If this is halal or haram, ya Sheikh? Halal. But he said, Subhanallah, you want me to tell you halal? Subhanallah, ya Akhi, ask the question which actually you can have benefits for. There's no negotiation in Islam. Because some people, they need to go all around. They go in a crooked way. Same thing the Yahud, they did it. Therefore, their priests, their rabbis, they made the halal and they make the haram to make it halal. But Allah told the Yahud not to catch the fish on Saturday, right or not? Right or not? What they did? Subhanallah, it was a test for them. It was a great test. Allah, when they change Friday to Saturday, Allah commanded the Yahud and the Christian to break in Friday. But the Christian, they said what? We need Sunday. And the Jew, the Yahudi said, we need Saturday. So all here, everybody closed the shop on Saturday, all the Yahud, no business at all. No driving the car, no cook, nothing at all. And the other one, he said, worship on Sunday. To listen for what the Yahud did. Allah told them not to catch eye. You need Saturday? You need Saturday. You say, yeah, we love Saturday. Why you need the Saturday? Because Allah is sleeping. Allah, He made the heaven and earth in 7 days, and He got tired. And then He got tired in day number seven. Say seven, it's Saturday for them, Sabbath. So He said, you know, we going to do everything because Allah is sleeping. Subhanallah. Allah is sleeping. Who controls the whole entire world? Who is exact? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. You know what naum is? Naum to sleep. Allah never sleep. Sina. What sina is? Sometime when I open the book, Sheikh Saeed, to read the Quran, and I found myself, my head became heavy, and I said, subhanallah, for a second. Second, this is called it sinah. To sleep, your brain is sleep for a second. You're driving your car, you read a book, whatever it is, you're working. So, and this is sin, even this sinah. Do you have idea, Prophet Muhammad? He said, if Allah will be caused by the sinah, like us to sleep for a second, لانطبقت السماوات وعلى الأرض completely, the whole seven heaven will be collapsing in earth and everybody will die. One second. They don't know. They don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الحي الذي لا يموت, الحي الذي لا ينام, سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون وعما يكذبون, lying against Allah تبارك وتعالى. So what happened when they told them Saturday?
They said what? Saturday you are forbidden to eat, to catch the fish.
So what they did? They put in Friday night the net.
Yes.
And they come Sunday morning and they collect the fish. I wouldn't touch it Saturday. You can do anything in Saturday. See that? See? As we follow the command of Allah, He said, don't catch the fish Saturday. Yes, we did. But they put the net the Friday, catch the fish, they come collect it Sunday. Subhanallah. And why they did that? So Allah put them in a very strict test. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, not a single fish showing at all. Because they tried to work for 6 days. He said, you need 6 days for you and 1 day for me. 1 day for me not to catch the fish Saturday. So 6 days for you, go ahead. They go to catch the fish. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. No single fish. Not even a single one. But Saturday, millions of fish come even. And the fish, as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the fish stand up and make like a, how you doing? Hi, I'm here. I'm here. You know, that's exactly so, like this. The fish, millions came in the shore to walk. And the fish make it like this for them. Stand up like this and shaking the body like this. The Saturday, subhanAllah. And they said, subhanAllah, why Saturday? We need to get this fish out. It's haram. All of them, they fight each other. Until one of them, evil, from every community, you can't find an evil, said, let me catch the fish. And he catches the fish and starts to bake it in the shore. Smoking came from the fish. Allah, we don't eat the fish the whole week. Allah, we need the fish, so and so. So the people, they start to act like them. You go and you break the promise of Allah. You broke your promise with Allah. You change the halal, the haram, and you make it halal. طيب, let's win it. 1,000 people disappear from the town. 1,000 people. People wake up in the morning. Where is my father? He's not here. Where is my uncle? Where is my brother? Nobody. Show me. Everybody disappears. They go all over the city until they hear the crying of monkeys. The cry of monkeys. They say, where is that sound came from? They found there is a fortress, a big wall. And all of them, they bring ladder. And then after that, they go over and they found thousands of monkeys. Where is this monkey came from? We don't have monkey. We are on the shore. So the people, the monkeys themselves, they start to cry and show. Ha, 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 ha. That means exactly the father, he called him. The brother, he called him. The uncle, he called him. They opened the door. Every monkey came to his family and sat down and started to touch their body. Ha, 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 ha. Subhanallah. Allah changed them to ape and monkey. Because they broke the promise with Allah. They made the haram, they make it halal. The great test. Muslim ummah do the same thing. Do the same thing today. Al halal, they try to find a way to make it haram. Everybody today. Sharia. In Egypt, big demonstrations. Attacking every day in the TV. People, they want to change the Egypt to Islamic Sharia. The Muslim Brotherhood, they want to change Egypt to Sharia. SubhanAllah. What's wrong with the Sharia? But they need the French law, the British law, the United Nations law, and they want to reject the same thing. They change the word of Allah. They need to be a secular. They need to change. And Gaddafi, before he try to replace the Quran with the green book. The green book, do you have idea? He used to teach the green book in the school. You know where the green book came from? From Stalin, the communists. He replaced the Quran with the communists. And he said, this Muhammad is finished. Muhammad used to Bedouin in the desert. He's not here anymore. And all the Sahaba, all of them, they are evil. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him evil. Alhamdulillah, who finished him from this world. So a shirk, people use it. Come to the Muslim. Muslim, yeah, feeling shirk, yes. Is the 400 million Muslim come from all over to go around Qabr of Al-Husayn and to go and make tawaf. And because it's too crowded, they make it only one time is permitted for you. They need to make it 7 around the Qabr, around the grave. But they said because of crowded, let's we make it only one time. People, they come in the front of the grave and they worship it. And they make sujood in the front of the qabr. And when he told them, what you doing? He said, this is wali. Wali, actually, we need their shafa'ah. We're looking for their intercession. In the day of the judgment. They are not die, they are alive. So what's your proof, ya akhi? He said, you know, Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily, awliya of Allah, plural of wali. La khawf, no fear about them. Wala hum yahzanun. Wala tahsabanna alladhina qutilu fi sabilillah amwat bal ahya. And don't ever think those who has been killed fi sabilillah to struggle for the cause of Allah amwat. They are dead. Complete the ayah. Complete the ayah. Yes, they are not dead. Yes, true, they are not dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. But they are alive with their Lord. Not in the land. They are not life in the land. They are life in a Jannah with their Lord. But they go and speak to them. They ask them to help, for help. They need their intercession. The woman stand up in a qabr in my country. I'm talking about my country with full respect for all of you. She sit down in the front of the qabr of Al-Husayn in Egypt. And there is no Husayn in Egypt. His body is not in Egypt alone. But they make a grave for him. A woman, she entered the room and she told them, Ya Husayn, my husband divorced me. Return my husband back to me because I love him. I love him. What Al-Husayn going to do for you? What Al-Husayn going to do for you? This is shirk. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you have any problem, any time in your life, you raise your hand and you say what? Ya Allah! He will listen to you. You don't need anybody in the middle. You don't need to be Sheikh Saeed in the middle or Sheikh Mustafa in the middle. Just raise your hand and you say, Ya Allah! I need your help. Protect me. Provide me. Give me shifa. Nobody in the whole entire world will help you without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nobody. Even if the whole entire world, they will be gathered against you to finish you, to defeat you, to kill you. And Allah, you said, Ya Allah, Allah will protect you even if the whole entire world will be against you. Don't ever. That is the aqidah, the faith. The Muslim. Be strong, ya akhi, iman. Don't let them you damage. Ya akhi, subhanallah, the brother, as I said in the khutbah, what's your akhi in your reference, ya akhi? Prince, buyer, what do you have for this? Ah, because my mother, she gave it to me. She told me this is going to give you recovery, shifa. Shifa. Shifa what, ya akhi? This is the shaitan. This is the shaitan. And your mother, she's ignorant. She doesn't know anything. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, a shirk, it is a great sins in this life. Allah never forgives. قال صلى الله عليه قال ابن حزم إن محلة زنبان لا يغفرهم الله. Two sins Allah will never forgive. الشرك بالله وعقد والدين. To associate partner with Allah and do what? And to disobey your parents. Allah never forgive.
Allah never forgives in these two sins. So Allah says in the Quran in the first ayah, أَلَّا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا, not to associate with him anything, small or big. Small like big. Tell me, it's just a little, yaakhi. Just a little like this. It's small like big one. Not to join other than Allah with Allah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the story. A man, he came between two mountains and he cleaned the area. And he said, today, if anybody passed by from this area, he has to pay for the idols. He make the idols, he clean, and he put a big idols in this place. Sanam, stone. He said, anybody pass by, it's like what? Toll. Brooklyn, you know, you cannot pass at the Brooklyn Palace unless you pay what? The toll. The same thing, the man, he made the same formula. Anybody pass by from between the mount, and this is the only road. This is the only road to pass by between the two mountains. And he clean it and he make it, and he say he make a big god. Anybody has to give something for the idols, for the god. The first man he passed by, the Prophet, he told us about this story. The first man passed by, the man who has the idols and he owned this area, he made it only for him and to take like a toll. So what happened? He said, in Qarrib, if you want to pass by, give something to the god, the idols. The other man, he said, what? I don't have anything to give him. I don't have what? Anything. But what you understand from this word? He said, I don't have anything to give it to him. So if he has something in his hand, he will give or not? You look at this, look at this. He said, you know, I don't have anything to give. Then the man who owned the idols and he claimed this is a god, he said, قَرِّبْ وَلَوْ زُبَابًا, give even the idol or the god, give even a single flies. You know the flies, you don't like it, you don't like to look at it. He said, he just contribute even a flies. The man, he doesn't have the flies in his hand, but he needs to take intention from his heart that he's willing to give. Give even a flies. He said, okay, I give a flies. He told them, you are my baby. You are the great bass. Welcome. Right. Second one he passed. He told them, قرب, give charity for the God. He told them what? He said, give charity, because you're not going to pass from this area unless you pay the toll. The toll is to give something to the idols, the God. Look what the second man, he did. قال ما كنت أقرب شيئا لغير الله سبحانه وتعالى لعن الله المشركين كافة. I will never give anything to anyone besides Allah. That's why Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ, tell the believer, teach them. My salah, you pray for who? وَنُسُكِي, you know what's نُسُكِي? All my zabiha, all my qurbani. When you slaughter your animal, you slaughter for who? My son, you have aqiqa, you have a walima, you have anything. When you slaughter the animal, Bismillah, this is for Allah, on behalf of my baby, on behalf of my father, on behalf. But you slaughter the animal for who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And my living and my dying for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I will never commit shirk with Allah, and I'm the first one in the line as a Muslim. So the second one, he said, I will never give anything to anyone beside Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He told them, you will be killed. You're never gonna pass. He told them, even if you kill me, فَقَتَلَهُ, The man, he killed this man. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فهو في الجنة.
A man, simple idea, intentionally, only intention. He said, I will never give anything to anyone beside Allah. So the man, he killed him. And the Prophet, he said, he is in Al-Jannah now.
The belief is very important.
Don't let anybody deceive you. We came back from our home town. A lot of jahiliyyah. People, I saw them, they are stubborn. Ya akhi, yarhamuk Allah, don't do that. But still, people, they still follow the system of jahiliyyah. Ignorance among the Muslim today. We cannot do it. So, الشرك بالله is ذنب عظيم, a great sins in Islam, a great sins in Islam. نعم. If we need to speak about the shirk, we're gonna stay hours, but I like to make it short. And Allah تبارك وتعالى says what in the second ayah of Surah Al-An'am, وصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and recommended by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه وارضاه. قال وبالوالدين إحسانا وبالوالدين إحسانا and to be kind to your parents. After عبادة الله comes the second degree, to be kind to your parents. وبالوالدين إحسانا. You know why Allah he said إحسانا, to be بالوالدين for your parents, to be ihsana. Ihsana means to be kind in a good, highest degree of treatment. You know why ihsan? What is the meaning of ihsan in Islam? What is the meaning of al-ihsan? Al-ihsan in Islam meaning an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. You worship Allah like you see your Lord in a front of you 24 hours a day. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. If you are not able to see your Lord, learn. You must learn that He sees you 24 hours a day. So where are you going to go from Allah? Where are you going to go? You're going to put exactly, you took a woman and you close the door and you commit zina with her and He doesn't see you? He sees you. He knows about you. In and out. SubhanAllah. That's why the perfect Sharia came from Allah. Because in order to make law for any kind of people, you have to establish a law to deal with their people, the people, in and out. In and out. Allah, He has this law. He knows about you in and out. Somebody, for example, sit down. He said, between himself, he doesn't speak at all. But he came, the shaitan whispered inside him. Ya akhi, go today, Saturday. Don't be with the people in Masjid al-Taqwa. These people are very extremists. They go, Sheikh Mustafa, and sit down. Everything halal, haram, halal, haram. Just take some fun, ya akhi. Have some fun on Saturday. So the shaitan came and whispered him, go to club. See the nice woman, look nice. And you could see the woman and enjoy life, man. So he took his car. Going to where, Sheikh? City, 42nd Street, whatever it is. Atlantic City. So he drives the car. While he's driving, he doesn't say anything until now. But he has the idea of what? The shaitan whispered to go and what? Disobey Allah. While he driving the car, he doesn't speak. He said, what am I doing? Astaghfirullah. This is haram. This is haram. What am I doing? La ya akhi. Allah doesn't accept this at all. And he turns the car and he comes back to his house. You have idea. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He will replace the bad deed or the evil deeds. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered the angel to write a 10 good deeds for you without anything. You did not do anything, only intention. You change the intention from the evil action to the righteous deed. Allah will give you this. Allah will give you this. Allah will give it to you. You don't say anything. That's why He knows about you and He's the best judge. Because He gives everyone his rights. So, بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You don't be kind with your parents because of your parents. You be kind with your parents because Allah ordered you to be good with your parents.
and kind too. I meet a Muslim brother and I told him, how often you didn't see your mother? Your mother is still alive, yeah? He told me, yes. How often you didn't see her? He said, I did not see my mother for 18 years. 18 years. Wallahi, I ask you by the name of Allah, could you live and you have children and you don't see your children for 18 years? My question to you, answer me. Could you stay and you don't see your child for 18 years? Why you do that for your mother? Why you do that with your father? He said, I send the money for her. So, subhanAllah. Yeah, the money is not going to make her happy. The mother, she needs to see you. You are her son. You are her daughter. She needs to enjoy you. So you cannot say the simple way, I send the money. She needs to touch you. That's your mother. She delivered you. She got tired to deliver you to this life. And she raised you up. Your father worked very hard. How come you treat them like this? You know when your mother may die? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله من عليا. Allah from above his kingdom. Allah, he spoke to the whole universe. To this man whom his mother, she passed away. You know what Allah, he told him? But we don't hear. The Prophet, he told us that. قال ماتت التي كنا نكربك من أجلها فعمل صالحا نكربك من أجله. The one we used to honor you, the one we used to honor you because of her, the one we used to bless you because of her, the one we used to provide you because of her, she passed away. Now go and increase your deed to honor you. Before, we treat you with mercy, we treat you with compassion, we give you everything. أين أنت من دمعتها. Where is the tear? Where are you gonna go from the tears if your mother she cry? If your mother cry, where are you gonna go from her tears? Subhanallah. Some people, they favor the wife over the mother. When my wife, she asked me, I need going to Saudi Arabia? Yes. You buy, I need gold from my wrist to the elbow. You buy a gold for me? Okay, honey, I will buy for you. Right? What did you buy for your mother? Some people, they favor the wife over the mother. Haram Allah. Allah will charge you for this. The man, he kicked his wife, his father from the stair. He live in the sixth floor. Because the wife, she said, I don't need your father to live with me here. Kick him out. And then after that, he came and he took his father and grabbed him and pushed him. The father flipped down on the stair and his legs and his arm had been broken. And they took him to the hospital. This case came to me. And when he came to me, I did so for my father. Did Allah, he gonna forgive me? So Allah forgive you? Allah gonna forgive you? You kick your father from the stair and you, because of your wife, she doesn't like him. And he said, Allah forgive me. I said, why you do that? He said, because my wife, she doesn't like him. I said, so how do you feel with your wife? She said, I love her, ya Sheikh, I cannot leave her. You love her? You love her? La ya akhi. Where are you gonna go from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your father, your mother, وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاكْ. Even if they treat you unjustly. The Islam, the best, beautiful Sharia. You have idea that Islam command you, even if your parents are not Muslim, Allah command you to be kind for them. Your mother, she is Christian. Your father is Christian. And your mother, she told you, come and wash my feet. Come and take me to the hospital. Yes, mama. Yes, father. My mother, my father came and told me, son, Muhammad, this is your father, George. Take me to the priest. You take him to the priest, but don't go inside. Wait for him outside. And then after he finish, take him by car and send him home. That is the Islam. That is the Islam. But Allah, he make the limitation here. After the azan, we finish.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Ashhadu
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, my dear brothers, the limitation between you and the relation are limited here. Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, in different ayat, in Surah Luqman, Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Isra, Allah He says in the Quran, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا تُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا في الدنيا معروفة. The condition is, if any one of your parents or both of them strive with you to join any another partner with Allah, Allah command you, Allah تبارك وتعالى, فلا تطعهما, don't ever obey them. But وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة, and behave with them in this dunya, in this world, kindly. So it is not open between the parents and their children, the relations. If it's come to the point that they strive against you or with you to join another partner with Allah, you cannot obey them. قالت صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience for any creatures while you disobey the Lord. Listen for this carefully, أخي. سعد ابن أبي وقاص. Who's سعد? Who's سعد ابن أبي وقاص? The uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, related to his mother. خاله, خال, خالد's mean uncle, related to his mother. سعد ابن أبي وقاص, when he became a Muslim, when he saw, he converted to Islam, his mother, she was a mushrik. His mother, she was a mushrik. قالت, she told him, يا سعد, أي بني, فإني قد جعلت الطعام والشراب حرمان علي حتى تترك دين محمد. I made the food and the drink haram. I forbid myself to eat and to drink until you leave what? The deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Got it until now? She told him. And his mother, she did not joke. She stopped to eat, she stopped to drink, and nothing arose. So Sa'd, he was between the two compassion. He was fighting, he was against himself between two different compassions. The compassion of his mother, whom she dies slowly in front of him, because she doesn't what? She doesn't eat, she doesn't drink. And the light of Iman in his heart, to obey his messenger, to obey Allah and his messenger. His heart became a mu'min, he's a Muslim. Allah and his messenger, they got a love also. They have love in his heart. But you remember, that's his mother too. And then in the end, he made the final decision. Look at this and learn. He came to his mother. قال يا أمي أمي mother والذي بعت محمدا بالحق. I swear Allah will send Muhammad with truth صلى الله عليه وسلم. I swear Allah will send Muhammad with truth. لو كانت لك مئة نفس فخرجت واحدة تلو الأخرى ما تركت دين محمدا أبدا والله. Mother, if you have inside your body 100 soul, and I saw with my eyes the soul start to come out one after one. It means if you have 100 soul and I saw your soul come out from your body one after one, it means to die how many times? 100 times. I will never leave the deen of Muhammad. Mother, mother, the food in front of you, if you want to eat, go and eat it. If you don't want to eat, my mother died. Allahu Akbar. Allah, when Allah and his messenger come first, she told him, you are not my son, so and so, until you leave the deen, the religion of Muhammad. So he fight against himself between the mother and Allah and his messenger. Then who won in the end? Allah and his messenger all the time. So anytime the relation between you and the parents is not open, if they command me or they ask me to disobey Allah, I'm never gonna do that. A brother came to me. Ya Sheikh, I said, what happened, brother? Crying. Ya Sheikh, what happened, Ya Akhi? What's going on? He said, Ya Akhi, my mother, I got my wife from overseas, and I put my wife with my mother. And after a while, my mother, she hate my wife. She told me, Muhammad, you have to divorce your wife. I am your mother. And if you don't divorce your wife, I will pray against you, and you will never enter the Jannah. You must go and divorce your wife. And she told him a story. She told him, you remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the great Nabi, the father of all Nabi. When he came to visit Ismail after 12 years, he came and he said, where is the door of Ismail? They show him, here is the grandfather. That is the door of Ismail. He entered the door and he knocked at the door. The woman, she opened for him. She doesn't know him. كيف حالكم? How are you? How is your life? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked who? The wife of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. She told him, father, our life is miserable. don't have enough food since I know Ismail and I don't have a good life. And so, you know the woman. We don't talk about our sister in Masjid al-Akhwa. They are totally different. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. Wise, patient, sweet, word all the time. They never complain. May Allah bless all of them, alhamdulillah. May Allah make all of them our eye of comfort. InshaAllah ta'ala. So we don't talk about what? The sister in what? Masjid al-Takhwa. Because I'm going alone by myself. Nobody come and protect me. Now. So subhanAllah, what they said? The woman, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he told her, when Ismail come, tell him to change the outside steps of your house. Ismail came later and the father left. So what happened? He said, all the men came here and he left a message for you. He said, what? He said, he came and he entered inside. And he said, you know, when Ismail come to change, he told me to let Ismail to change the step of his door. He told me, that's my father, honey. My beloved one, that's my father. He told me to divorce you. Go, you are divorced. He disappeared and he came back later. And he came by Ismail alayhi salam. He married another one. And he came and he found, he did not find Ismail. He knocked at the door. Where? He knows the door now. He knows the house. He knocked at the door. The woman, she opened. Said, As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam, ya father. She doesn't know him. He said, Kayfa halukum? How are you? What Ismail with you? So and so. Qalat, Wallahi walhamdulillah, ya father. Alhamdulillah for everything. Ismail is the great prophet. Ismail is so and so and so. Then the father, he left a message. He told there, when Ismail come, tell him the step of your house has been fixed well. The step of your father, of your house, has been fixed well. That means what? Keep this wife. She's a good, she's a righteous one. So the mother, when she told her son, I will pray against you if you don't divorce. Because Ibrahim, he told Ismail, but we have a reason. The woman, she complained. That's why Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, he told him to divorce her. But now I ask the brother, tell me about your wife. He said, my wife, she never missed any one single salah. My wife, she never with me miss any single day of fasting in Ramadan. She fasted Monday and Thursday. She fasted 13, 14, 15 for every Arabic. Every time I come to the house, I found her reading Al-Quran. That's the quality of the woman. I told him, my son, he said, ya Sheikh, tell me solution. My mother, she told me, you're never going to enter the Jannah. I told him, go to your mother and tell her, mother, please, increase your dua more and more. Allah will never listen to you. Because Allah doesn't accept any dua from the oppressor. A dua has to be from the sincere person, the righteous person. My wife, she doesn't do anything, but the mother doesn't want to swallow her. That's why the problem happened. My mother, she told me, don't go to the masjid. I told her, may Allah reward you, my mother, I'm going to the masjid. Because Allah commanded me to go into that, to go to the masjid. So there is a limitation between you and your mother and your father. If they ask you to do something against the Sharia, you cannot listen, you cannot obey. But they are asking you for something related to father and mother. Come and wash my feet. Come and buy something for me. Take me to the hospital. Wash me. Yes. Can the Muslim wash his mother? Can you enter with your mother in the bathroom and you take her clothes and you wash her as a male, as a son? Can you do that? Huh? Yes. That's your mother, ya akhi. That's your mother. If she doesn't have anybody to do that, you step forward and you wash her. You wash your mother. You clean your mother. Because she did that for you when you was a baby. So the relation between you and your parents must be kind. A
unless they command you or advise you to disobey Allah. That is, we told them we cannot do that. And Allah says in the end, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, and behave with them in this dunya, in this world, kindly and nice. I have a question before we break. My mother, she's Christian. My father is Christian. And Allah guided me and I became Muslim. My father, before he died, he left $1 million in the bank and the 3-family house. And I am a Muslim. And I have another 3 brothers and sister from the same mother and father. They are Christian. My father, all the money will go to them. I am a Muslim. Can I go and I take money from them because they are rich? That's number one. Number two, my mother, she passed away. She died. Can I go to the funeral house? Can I go to the cemetery?
Yes.
Can I go to the church?
Yes.
This is the question we need to ask. But I know the time is over. If you need to know, you are appointed to see me next week, inshallah, to answer all these questions, because I receive all this question from the community. Can I go to the church and the funeral house and I go bear my mother, whom she died as a Christian or Jew, because Allah, He made me Muslim? Can I do that? You need to know. You have to see me, inshallah, next week, inshallah. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada warham amwatana wa amwat al-muslimin ighfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat wahrusna bi'aynika allati la tanam wa la taghfal waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama waj'al thaarana ala man zalamana wansurna ala man 'adana.